down and buy yourself a new car. And if you're looking for a used vehicle, you will get yourself a great deal as well. They have 300 used cars on the grounds at Landers Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Exit 121 in Benton. And guess what? Those start as low as $19.95. That's a steal. It's at Landers Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Benton. Go see Kevin Wilson and get yourself going the right way. All right, well, let's head to the Stickies Rock and Roll Chicken Shack, and then we'll get into the entertainment report. We got a Maddie T Minute. We got Zone Rewind. All kinds of fun stuff coming up. But last year, as I said earlier in the show, Chris Peterson, the athletic director at UALR, and I had a bit of a disagreement on what we expected the outcome to be in the Super Bowl. And fortunately for me, for once, I was right. Coach Peterson is on again now to redeem himself.
I need your email.
All right.
Fire away.
Justin at 1037thebuzz.com.
Okay, I'm sending you something.
Uh-oh.
Anthrax?
You'll get a kick out of
it. Can't email Anthrax, I don't think. All right, I'll look forward to it. Coach, last year I was very cocky in my belief that the Ravens would win the game, and despite Roger Goodell turning the lights out in the Superdome and trying to thwart their attempt at a victory, they did pull the game out. It was a great game, though. I am expecting nothing less this year. Not the power outage, but a close game down the stretch. I picked first last year. I leave it to you to pick first this year, mostly because I have no feel for who's going to win.
Well, I'm going to have to go with my heart and the Denver Broncos.
That's your heart, huh?
Yep.
And why is that?
I like Peyton Manning, and I think although I think that the Seattle Seahawks have absolutely an outstanding defense, and I think Russell Wilson is a true gamer, I think the football gods are going to shine upon Peyton Manning, and I think they'll pull it out. I think it'll be a very close game. I think it'll be a great game, and I think they're going to get it done.
Coach, trying to decide who is the best anything is difficult. Trying to pick the best player at any one position in the history of the NFL is especially difficult. But many will make the case, if Peyton Manning wins this game, that he is the greatest. I would certainly put him in the top 3 to 5 quarterbacks all time safely when you look at his accomplishments and where he stands statistically speaking, which he enumerated for Richard Sherman yesterday, just in case he was keeping score at home. Where would you rank him, and what stands out to you in watching him as an old football coach?
Where would I rank Peyton Manning?
Yes, sir.
I think he's the best game quarterback that I can recall seeing in, I think maybe, to be honest with you, in our lifetime.
Yeah.
As far as being a gamer. I mean, Joe Montana, I think, had, you know, an enormous amount of clutch performances in a bunch of Super Bowls. But as far as managing the game, as far as controlling a football game, as far as, he's not a great athlete. He just has he has great knowledge and a great sense, and he reads defenses extremely well, and he makes changes like he makes them, and he's constantly audible and reading the defense and getting the ball to the right guy. And that's, you know, defenses always have a void somewhere, and I think he's the best at finding that void and getting the football to the right person.
Is he not, hey, Chris, Bill Vickery, is he not a throwback to Unitas when guys called their own plays, talked to players in the huddle, tried to figure things out well before? I mean, of course, we live in an era, the game is played in an era now where communication is at the highest point ever. Guys in the press box are radioing in, into the helmet of a player, the play, all of that stuff. But at the end of the day, Peyton Manning walks to the line of scrimmage and he's screaming out, you know, Poughkeepsie, Topeka, Omaha, and all this. And it's a throwback to when Johnny U would just come off the bench and say, okay, I'm going to drive us down the field and we're going to score.
Oh, absolutely. I don't think there's any doubt. I mean, he's as good as they get. And I'm also for him because I was born in Omaha. So, yeah.
Well, there you go.
I got to buy into that.
How great is that for the city of Omaha? That's priceless.
They love it. Okay, Coach.
Well, unfortunately, I'm, Justin, you're not going to like this, but I kind of set my Sunday clock around Bill Vickery. I don't know what's happening to me in my elderly years.
Well, he's tremendous show of
in his boy stats over in Memphis.
Yeah.
Memphis now, Bill?
Yeah, listen. We are working on the Sunday Buzz becoming a global event on Sunday mornings.
Coach,
I enjoy the two of you together, Bill. You guys do a great job.
There's a billion Chinese we're trying to reach now.
Coach, I got to be honest. If I were you, I would find out whatever mental institution that Jonathan Martin was in recently and try to get yourself checked in there before the end of the weekend.
How about him coming out here this week, too?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Boy, Richie Incognito looks much more hireable right now than Martin does, doesn't he?
Yeah. I'm trying to email you a picture of John Fox and I when we coached together in 1979.
Oh, my gosh.
Coach, I'm torn. My alma mater employed both Pete Carroll and Coach Fox at one point or another. Yes.
John had about four, seriously, Kansas, Iowa State, Canadian. He had about four jobs in 2 years.
Yeah.
Does he not get, when you look at the job that he did at Carolina, he had a great run at Carolina. They unceremoniously
showed him the door.
Well, but they bring him in Denver. It was a great. Yes. It was a perfect. It kind of reminded me when Larry Bird went to the Pacers. He had a veteran team in place. He just needed a couple of good assistants in Larry, and they really then had had the team rocking. That's what he's done here. I don't think he gets the due that he should get in terms of his head coaching talent. This is his second team in the Super Bowl.
Oh, absolutely. I think it's one of those two, Bill. It's got to be a guy like John Elway that was smart enough mm-hmm. to see that John mm-hmm. Fox was a great coach.
Right. Great point.
You know, because you got a guy that's played the game, that's, you know, that stood behind the center for all those years, and he knew how good John was. Yeah. Because really, when he got shown the door at Carolina, he was kind of out of it.
Yep.
You know, and John has bounced around. Actually, John Fox was my candidate when we hired Bill Snyder at Kansas State University.
Wow.
He was I was on the committee with Steve Miller and Jim Epps, and I were, you know, kind of did the search during that football season at Kansas State when we hired Bill Snyder, and John was my guy. John was at Pittsburgh at that time.
Huh.
And I was pushing hard for John, and after we met with Bill Snyder is when my boss Steve Miller turned to me and said, "This is our guy." And we debated back and forth, but as you can see, Bill Snyder was the guy at Kansas State.
Well, that's a great choice to have, though.
Yeah.
Super Bowl
Say Denver
coach,
made a,
or do you want Bill Snyder? Either one of them.
Denver made a pretty good choice as well. All right. Well, Coach, I appreciate it. I do want to mention, too, before we let you go, great win last night, and apparently the loss of James White was obviously it's significant. It was weird that White was out on whiteout at the Jack Stevens Center, but also that a major performer for the University of Louisiana picked a good time for the Trojans to have conduct detrimental to the team. He was not available last night, but a big win, a comfort behind victory last night, and hanging around the top of the division rankings. So good things happen for the men and women. Got a couple of wins this week at home.
Absolutely. After our visit to Jonesboro, we needed it.
No doubt.
That was a tough ride home, I got to tell you.
Where are the women this weekend?
The women are also on the road.
Are they at Mobile, too, or just the men?
They will also be in Mobile.
Okay, good deal. All right.
See, Coach, I misunderstood that question. I almost answered in a different direction there, but hats off to Joe Foley.
Will Neighbor got legally mugged this weekend in Jonesboro. They did a great job on him defensively. It was good to see him bounce back. There's a guy that is a key cog, obviously, without James White, who's an explosive scorer himself. It's nice to see the other guys picking up the slack, and, Will's... Will's getting back to where he was, so that was good to see, and good luck this weekend to both your teams on the road.
And I got a comment on Arkansas State, to be honest with you. I mean, I called both John and Brian Monday and congratulated them both. I mean, first of all, my hat's off to the environment they've created in Jonesboro is outstanding, and both their men and women's team just flat out took it to us.
Yeah.
I mean, right from the get-go.
And,
you know, that's athletics, and that's if you don't show up to play, those things happen. And Steve and Joe will both tell you the same thing. But it was they gave me a great seat right in the media table in the center court, and people couldn't have been nicer.
That's good.
You know, it's like that when you find that buddy in the neighborhood that you can take behind the woodshed. You keep your friend for a long time.
I was just going to say, if
everybody was patting me on the back, I felt like I was running for office in Jonesboro. They couldn't have been friendlier.
Yeah, I'm going to guess that if you guys were up by 16, you probably would not have gotten the same reception.
Surly.
What do you think?
but
that's good to see.
Hey, what are we got a little dinner on this now?
Yeah,
don't we, Justin?
We got dinner. Yeah, we do, and I will not wait 9 months to pay you back either.
Okay.
So we'll do it quick. And, you know, I still have not had a steak. That was the arrangement. I'm not complaining. I enjoyed the dinner we had. It was excellent. Anytime I can hang out with Tracy, it's always fun. But I still have not had, forget Omaha steaks, I want Peterson steaks.
Peterson steaks, we might have to make that work.
If I win this year.
Dr. Vickery in there, yes. Too?
No, nobody else, just
Wait,
me
Ron,
and my wife.
Just you.
Just
oh,
me.
You.
I see.
I'm the one
is.
With the bet. I'm the one who gets to, I either got to pay the price or I get to win. So I want Peterson House steaks with my wife.
Wow.
If I win. If I
Not
lose,
me?
It's either my house or a restaurant of your choice.
You got it.
All right, my man. I appreciate it.
Justin at 1037.com.
1037thebuzz.com.
Okay, I got it.
Coach
you.
Just
coming.
Learned how to use email last week,
Listen,
so
Coach,
I appreciate it.
He's fully aware that
Hi,
you're
boys.
Being.
We'll see ya.
Gary
see
Hogan continues to shun cell phones.
No.
And email.
Hogan still has that phone on the wall.
He does.
With
like,
the extra long cord.
What time will you be
got
around
a party
your
line. Yeah, he's got a party line.
He's like, what time will you be around your telegraph? I'm going to send one over. All right, Coach Pete, thanks.
Thanks, fellas.
I appreciate it.
Hogan.
Always fun.
He and Doris Day share a party line, and the hijinks ensue.
That dude's nuts. Greg.
Hey, guys. How are y'all?
Good. What's up?
Hey, I got a question. With all the attention that's been paid to all of the Arkansas State coaches in football, and John Brady's had pretty good success. He's a former national champion, isn't he?
No. They went to the Final Four.
Yeah.
Why doesn't he get on the shield?
Your phone is breaking up horribly. I don't know.
No
if you're
doubt
asking
the,
why they haven't won, I don't know what you're looking for, a conference title or gone to the tournament. They've had a lot of near misses. They've had near misses this season quite a few times. They've also had near misses. He's had really, really good teams. This year it's been Heartbreak Hotel. I mean, they've had a bunch of close losses both on the road and at home. Last night was another example of that when they lost to Louisiana Monroe. He's got a good team, and he does a very good job. And they've underachieved a little bit, to be honest. I think he would probably say that. The women, I'll tell you this, the women have rolled through their Sun Belt schedule so far. They are rocking up there. Brian Boyer's got it going on again.
I think maybe the idea he was talking about, the attention paid to the football coaches. You got a great coach like Brady doing a pretty good job. I'm getting this now from the NSA. They're feeding me the text of the conversation.
If they could win a conference title, it would cease to be an issue. I'll put it to you that way.
And really,
Greg?
Hey, sorry about that. My question was, why don't we ever hear Brady or Shields' name for higher-level coaching job? I don't want to see either one of them leave. But,
right.
Man, you would think that somebody would look at John Brady and say, what a gem.
Well, and I appreciate the call, Greg. I think, again, you've got to win conference titles on a regular basis to really get attention. You know, the Sun Belt, you know, obviously is fighting for respect. There have been a lot of – I mean, look at Kermit over at Middle Tennessee before they left. I mean, they had – year after year of success. I mean, the women's coach, same situation, and they haven't snatched him. The other question I would have is, how in the world has nobody come down and given Joe Foley an open checkbook? That's the one that's gotten me, is you want to talk about turning around a program that was basically dead, literally dead. I mean, like, we might as well wash our hands of the basketball program and move on. Instead, he revives it to where it's an actual power, and they're getting it as an at-large in the NCAA tournament. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
That, to me, is what's amazing.
I think sometimes, though, coaches can let it be known if they're looking to move, and they can let it be known if they're looking to stay.
You can't have Shields, and you can't have Klein, because we need them on the air.
I think those guys are dug in.
There was a recent lawsuit, Bill Vickery.